As we told you in the big lead on Thursday, we played what I thought was just a shocking soundbite from Governor Jay Inslee. He didn't say it to the people of our state. He said it to the Bernie Bros on Bernie Sanders' website, saying that he sees this economic meltdown as an opportunity for his climate change agenda. After I played that on the air, I got an email from the mayor of Burlington, Washington, who was trying to find the audio because, like me, like you, he couldn't believe what he was hearing from our governor. And the mayor of Burlington was nice enough to CC me the letter he sent to Jay Inslee. And Steve Sexton joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Mayor, I appreciate you coming on with me this afternoon.
Good to be with you, Dory.
Okay, so let's just go through this chronologically. Tell me what you heard on our show from that Jay Inslee soundbite that got your blood boiling.
Well, I heard the clips that you had played, and I got to be honest, Dory. At first, I thought you were spoofing everybody. It was so, it was so different than the messaging we'd all been hearing and putting faith in and following for the longest time. That's why I reached out to you, because I wanted to verify that it was actually authentic. And lo and behold, it was. So,
yeah. I sent you the link to that Bernie Sanders website, and indeed Jay Inslee said that he sees all of this as an opportunity. He said that he wants to use this, and this is a quote, this crisis to peddle a solution to climate change. Why do you think that is so horribly misguided?
Well, from my perspective, the Burlington perspective, and it's much the same as cities across Western Washington, across Washington State. When we look at where we are today, Saturday, our food bank here in Burlington normally hands out about 150 meals a week, is doing about 750 or more. Many of them middle-class families who are choosing between buying food and paying rent or mortgage.
Yeah.
We have businesses that are struggling. I've got one business here in town that they've been in business 70 years selling shoes, wondering how do we get opened. I have a neighbor down the street. She lost her 58-year-old husband to COVID a couple weeks ago. And along with that, we have cities, my fellow mayors and city council members across the state are struggling and fighting to keep our cities solvent during this. And for him to think, to inject a different agenda into that, there's two agendas that I think our elected officials should be operating by right now. One is to keep people as safe as we possibly can with common sense guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And the second is get our economy back on the tracks as fast as we can, as safely as we can. There is no room in that discussion for any other agenda.
Yeah,
I don't care what it is.
Yeah, and this is such an economic crisis. I mean, we are looking at the Great Depression of the 1930s, and I don't know if people understand that quite yet. You probably do, because you are starting to see the leading edge of that in your city, and I know a lot of other mayors across the state are seeing the same thing. If we don't try to get back on track with laser-like focus, and that is just, what do we do to get the unemployed working, and what do we do to save our businesses? And if there is a competing agenda like climate change that is taking us away from that laser focus, just to put it bluntly, Mr. Mayor, we're screwed. If that's how Jay Inslee thinks we're going to rescue this economy.
Absolutely. And I have had a good working relationship with the governor over the years. I just started my third term as mayor. I mean, we've had some things go on in Burlington, a bridge fall in the water, the I-5 bridge. We had the Cascade Mall shooting, and we've had a good relationship working with him when things happen.
Yeah.
And I would, at this time, if we can't set our agendas aside, set our politics aside, and set our party differences aside, for that matter, and come together, we don't have a whole lot to be proud of, honestly. And it feels like, to me, it felt like the governor got caught telling the truth.
Yeah.
In that presentation. That's what it felt like. And I've been supportive of his measures. I've talked to a lot of people who've had these theories, and I said, no, this is the right way to do it. We need to calm this thing down. And now that it just leaves a reasonable person to question his motives in the past and put a more critical eye on his decisions moving forward.
Well, and that was what you said when you first reached out to me, Mayor, was that you have been generally supportive of Jay Inslee. And I think, like most of us, we want to believe that the people who have, I mean, this is a control over our life by government that is really unprecedented. And I think most of us would like to think that the motives are genuine, but it's really hard for me to believe this is about a health crisis when he starts talking about his climate change agenda. And so then, you know, I'm trying to read into what you said just a moment ago. That makes me also question what has transpired up until now. Was it really about public health, or is it about some other really nefarious goals that government has, and they see this horrible virus as a tool, as a means to an end?
Yeah, so, those folks I mentioned earlier that are suffering through this across our state, I don't know how many of those would look at this as an opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it just seems so out of touch and so tone deaf to what actually, 7.6 million Washingtonians that the governor always refers to. I don't think that many of them feel that same way, of course, with the feedback I've gotten.
How bad is it for your city? Because I know you said that you are as dependent or more dependent on sales tax than maybe any city in the state. But what does that mean when you have to start making these, unbelievably difficult budget decisions?
It's critical. It really is critical. I talked to the Department of Revenue a week or so ago, and we get our sales tax revenues 2 months after the state collects them. So in May, we will get March's revenues, which is when the whole stay-home order went into effect the last week of March.
Yeah.
And for that month alone, we were down 35% over our normal three-year average for that month. I'm projecting probably maybe a 40% loss overall in sales tax revenue, which is 60% of our general fund budget. So I just got out of a meeting right now with some public safety departments and looking at cuts. These are critical services that we're going to have to be faced with cutting to our citizens at this time. It is, in order to stay solvent, we're up against that wall right there.
Yeah. And so you sent this letter. I know you CC'd me on the 15th. So what was that? That was Friday when you sent this letter to Jay Inslee. Any response from him or his people?
No, I did have a talk with his aide for our area prior to sending the letter and let him know my feelings behind it and send it directly to him and also mailed it to the governor. And I no one has reached out yet. And that's fine. While I'm always open for discussions, I don't need that. I think everybody needs to hear, and more than hear, but see what his true motives are as we move forward. And let's stick to those two agendas and not let anything derail us from where we need to go.
It's just interesting, given that you have been supportive of him, that now you're talking about his true motives. And I've been talking about that for more than a month now. And I just, my heart breaks for the unemployed, for the business owners who are seeing decades of blood, sweat, and tears just vaporize. And the lack of empathy when Jay Inslee starts talking about his climate change agenda in the midst of this, it's shocking to me. I mean, I don't know any other way to put it. It is absolutely shocking that we have such a lack of empathy from the people who are making critical decisions about our lives right now.
I agree 100%. It really it shocked me as well. It really did. I was taken aback by the comments, and obviously I was deeply, deeply disappointed and frankly pretty pissed off.
I don't blame you. Well, the one thing you need to know, Mr. Mayor, is I don't have to create spoofs like this because because real life is far more ridiculous than any spoof I could create.
We couldn't make this stuff up, could we?
No, we couldn't. Well, I appreciate you battling for your people up there in the hub of Skagit County. And I know you have some just great salt-of-the-earth people there in Burlington, as we have all across the state. And I hope people are starting to wake up as to what's really going on with our governor, because he himself has made that painfully clear.
I appreciate the time, Dory. I really do. Thank you for your pointing this out and continuing your efforts.
Yep, we will indeed. All right. Mayor Steve Sexton of Burlington, Washington.